This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, we have a special guest in the studio, but as usual, it is Ian and Mark, and also joining us,
Adam.
Adam is here from LibertyOnTour.com. And normally on Saturday nights, we don't usually bring a third host in here on the show.
It's common on the weeknights.
Yeah, it's common on the weeknights just because it's so busy on the phones. But you guys are getting ready to kick off Liberty on Tour, and I thought it was important to have you on one more time before that starts. And it's starting
Monday,
well,
pretty much.
Yeah, early Monday morning. You're leaving Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do this program. You're leaving in MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, as of early Monday morning, sometime late tomorrow night, something like that, right?
Yeah, Monday morning we'll head down to Greenfield where Pete has his preliminary or pre-trial hearing thing for our arrest in Greenfield, Massachusetts, and then we'll head over to New Jersey where we're going to do a podcast with Thinking Liberty and head into New York City where we kick off Liberty on Tour on Wednesday.
Right. The arrest was for filming bureaucrats going about their business.
Yeah, so we were arrested for filming
public servants while they're working on public time in a public place.
Exactly. And for anyone who wants some information on that, they can go to copblock.org/Greenfield to get the full recap.
Yeah, it's been an interesting odyssey so far with Penn Jillette, actually, the magician comedian, getting involved in the situation as Greenfield, Massachusetts is his hometown.
Yeah, exactly. And when we found that out, when we first had gotten arrested, of course, we emailed all the news outlets and bureaucrats like the mayor and stuff in that town just to put on their radar and get as much people knowing about it as possible. But then we found out Penn Jillette was there and through some mutual friends, made a contact, and he actually did a pen point on it, this like weekly thing he releases every Tuesday where he gives a gripe about something going on in the world. And he did that on the Greenfield Mass and essentially saying he sides with us and that these guys, his quote was something along the lines of, they made a really, really big mistake.
Well, this is the same Penn Jillette who has spoken out in favor of some of the activism going on here in Keene as well. So he's kind of clued in to the movement up here, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Hopefully one of these days we'll actually get him on the show. I've been trying to do it for years. I think he's the one guest that I've always really wanted on Free Talk Live, but I've never been successful at getting him on. So
let's make that happen.
Yeah, I hope that, I'm sure that eventually it will happen, especially considering that
you have to keep growing the show.
Yeah.
81 stations now.
That's right. We've got 81. So anyway, you can dial in here tonight at 800-259-9231. We're going to talk more about Liberty on Tour. You can go to libertyontour.com to get it bookmarked and add it to your blog reader and get get a clue for exactly what's going on. But basically, it's going to be 13 weeks. You guys are going to be on the road in MARV. And you're going to be driving from city to city, and when you get to a city, you'll be staying there for a number of days, for like a full week.
Exactly, yeah. We're going to try to stay a week and essentially embed ourselves with the activists. For those of you listeners who are familiar, Pete and I did Motorhome Diaries, and that tagline was for searching for freedom in America. And here, we want to do like more exact. We want to get with the guys on the front lines, the activists. So anyone out there, libertyontour.com/route. That should get you to know where we're at. And if you know any activists or other things that are going on there, hit us up, contact us.
Great. All right. So we're going to, of course, take your phone calls about absolutely anything you want. 800-259-9231. There's some news that is a little bit disturbing. I guess it's inevitable that it was going to come about. The National Service, or as I like to call it, National Slavery Bill, has been reintroduced. And the story is from PrisonPlanet.com, where H.R. 5741 was introduced on July 15th by Charles Rangel, will give the president the authority to require, this is a quote, to require all persons in the United States between the ages of 18 and 42 to perform national service, either as a member of the uniformed services or in civilian service in furtherance of the national defense and homeland security. To authorize the induction of persons in the uniformed services during wartime to meet end strength requirements of the uniformed services and for other purposes.
Has the nation not been in some kind of state of war since the 40s? I mean, it pretty much
just
keeps on going. They always find somebody new to fight.
Yes, it has. But what they're saying here, by the way, to authorize the induction of persons in the uniformed services, that's bring back the draft.
Yeah, that's exactly
a long version of saying bring back the draft.
So, and the Charles Rangel, by the way, is up on charges right now, so I hope this doesn't go anywhere. But Barack Obama did give a speech when early on in his presidency where he said that he wanted to build a civil corps as big, as powerful, and as well-funded as the military. And the military currently is half of the discretionary budget, and that doesn't even count pensions and VA benefits.
Well, it's also probably something in the fact that people aren't enlisting, their numbers are down, so this has to be the way, the next route to go in order to keep that military machine moving.
People aren't enlisting because they don't want to get killed. They understand that it's pretty dangerous to be in the military these days. So that's one of the reasons why it's getting difficult for them. So they've had to lower their standards. They've had to raise the bonuses.
Actually, that was true until the economy went really south, and
then it got better for them.
Yeah, now they're over on their numbers. They've got lots of soft bodies to have to catch hard bullets with.
Well, nonetheless, if they do decide to get into other wars, it may be a little bit more difficult for them to spread the troops around, so to speak, because they're pretty committed around the world.
They're rattling the saber on Iran. I mean, they're doing naval maneuvers out there in the Korean Gulf or whatever. So they're looking for more wars.
Barely a year after introducing H.R. 1444, which was supposed to form a Congressional Commission on Civic Service to study methods of improving and promoting volunteerism in national service for other purposes. Now, let me just interrupt here for a moment because there's an important distinction here. Notice that it says that they were going to study methods of improving and promoting volunteerism and national service. Now, they're sort of concatenated together there as though they're one and the same, but they're different. Volunteerism is not the same as national service. Volunteerism is something that's desirable. It's where people they find a charity or something like that, or local school.
Soup kitchen,
whatever. Something that they feel like they want to get involved in, the Humane Society, etc. Something that they are interested in, and they go and they approach them and they say, well, I'd like to volunteer, and how can I help? And they come up, those organizations are always looking for an extra hand, and so they usually come up with a list of options for you. You pick one that seems like it'll work best for you, and you go out and you get some, log some hours and help some people out, or help some dogs and cats. Or
volunteering.
Right, that's volunteering. National service, on the other hand, is when you get induced by force into a
conscripted
government bureaucracy. And they're pointing out here that it will be either the military or this, soon to be created, maybe a big, as large as the military, civilian service corps. They already have the AmeriCorps, the Peace Corps, the Senior Corps. They have all these corps. Then they'll have another one that will be larger, or they'll take an existing one and expand it. But basically, you'll be coerced into working for the government. It will not be volunteerism at all. That's why they're writing down a bill, and they're going to, if they get their druthers, they will pass this bill and sign it into law that will force everybody between, as this guy wants, 18 and 42 to serve for 2 years.
42.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
what are they going to give them to do, right?
Imagine for a second. I am 40 years old. I mean, I've got a job. I've got a wife. I've got a kid. You're going to tell me that I've got to stop my career dead center and, leave my home and my cars and my wife and my kid and go and do whatever the heck it is the government wants me to do?
Right.
Does Charles Rangel think that he owns me? Because he seems to think that I'm his slave, because that's what you do with people that, I guess, indentured servant is probably the better term. But I didn't, actually, indentured servants generally sign up for indenture, for some reason or another. I didn't sign up for it. I'm not interested. Thanks very much.
Don't you love your country?
I thought it was the land of the free.
Yeah, but freedom isn't free, Mark.
How can freedom not be free?
You clearly don't love the United States. Clearly you don't love your country.
You
are a traitor.
That's what I'm going to get told.
You need to do whatever it is your country demands of you.
If
you
my country's free, about slavery, I'll be a traitor. Thank you.
1-800-259-9231. How do you feel about this idea of national service where you'll be forced, if you're under the age of 42, to work for the government for 2 years? 800-259-9231. You like it?
Let me guess, the people over 42 will agree.
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can grab archives right there on the front page of the website, going back for a week on the front page. Then you click into the archives section. You can go all the way back to 2006. It's all completely free for you at freetalklive.com.
Jurisdictionary.com is a self-help, legal self-help system that will allow you to figure out how to use the forms, get evidence, move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings, everything. It's all in there. They've been the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997. It was created by a doctor of jurisprudence who wants you to know how to protect yourself from members of his profession. It's written in the fashion that the average eighth grader can they can get through the four CD course in a single weekend and understand it. It's written in a very understandable fashion. I've taken the course. I understand. I understood it completely, and I think it was invaluable. It was extraordinarily affordable too. So if you've got a lawsuit or you've got a lawyer that you sort of need to keep an eye on, jurisdictionary.com will help you do that. It's jurisdictionary.com.
Now we're talking about this idea of national service, and Adam is joining us from libertyontour.com. Good evening.
Hey.
National service, or national slavery, as I prefer to call it, where every year this Charles Rangel character puts forth a very similar bill that essentially will rope all Americans between ages of 18 and 42 into working for the U.S. federal government for 2 years. And every year it does fail. I mean, this doesn't pass, but he keeps trying. And normally I don't really like to talk about proposed legislation, because, well, you know, it doesn't always go through. But in this case, something like what he's proposing has been proposed in different forms recently, in the last decade, basically. And just a couple of years ago, during the 2008 presidential campaign, they had this summit on national service where John McCain and Barack Obama were both there, and they were both talking about how great national service is, and you know that it's better than volunteering to actually work for the government.
Be a patriot.
They dance in and out of calling it volunteering and talking about it being mandatory. It's very insidious what they're doing, and dishonest. The idea that somehow national service, as they're proposing it, they've even gotten big time sponsors on board, and all the sponsors,
corporate sponsors,
they see it as a tool to increase volunteerism in the United States. And I'm all for volunteering. I think that you're going to volunteer at your church or some local not for profit or whatever. Fine, go out and do that if that is your highest calling. But I, as a matter of fact, I volunteer at my fire department. I have no problem with volunteerism. However, what I have a big problem with is politicians saying what job you're going to work at, how long you're going to do it, and then they call it national service. It isn't service.
Well, sure, you got to look at why this is even on a political's plate, for the fact that the government probably has to do this problem to begin with. So now the government has to find a problem on why there's no one volunteering, and the reason why people aren't volunteering. So they're so used to government doing everything for them that, you know, if government would actually just step off and let us all live our lives, there would actually be more people that would have more time and money to volunteer on their own.
Right, because we're all working very hard to pay the absurd taxes that these government people are demanding from us. Let's go to your phone calls. I want to hear what you think, especially if you're in favor of the idea of basically enslaving every single American. I mean, some people are in favor of this. They think this is a good idea. Bring the draft back, except they won't call it that. This is the draft. It's just bigger. It's not just the military now that they're proposing. They're proposing a fully military-sized version that's not the military, that they're going to call like the civilian corps or something like that, you know, to be named at this point. But the idea would be that you could choose. It's not coercion. You can choose. You can work for the military, or you can go and work for the civilian corps.
They tell you that when you join the military, you get to choose your job, too. But you just pick the top three, and then they put you where they want.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Dan, listening to WJML in Traverse City. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, this whole national service thing, it is pretty insidious. I agree with you guys, but correct me if I'm wrong, but in the new health care bill that will be fully implemented in 2014, there's a clause in there that actually offers loan forgiveness if you do this federal service.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I had not heard that. It's very interesting. Now, what kind of loans do they forgive?
Student loans.
Yep. Yep. Now, that does sound familiar now that you bring that up.
Okay, and I find it to be very insidious. I don't really trust the government. I'm the son of a Vietnam draftee. I was raised to question everything the government says. I love my country. I love this country. There's no better place on the face of the planet than America. But I don't see how bringing back the draft to do anything except take a bunch of liberals and make them run to Canada, although that might improve the voter base. I don't know. You know, I think that we're in a couple of wars that we belong in. I don't think we belong in Afghanistan, but I think we need to fix the mess we made in Iraq.
Well, who's we, by the way? I'm sorry, I got to interrupt you there. I really don't like being included in this collective we that people use
I'm
so
sorry,
often.
I'm sorry.
I'm not in a war.
To the United States.
Yeah,
not,
you mean the
not,
you mean the federal
I.
government, right? Because I'm not in a war, and I'm not going to fight a war, and I don't care which war it is. I'm not going to be involved.
One thing we do have to do, though, is put a Band-Aid on the mess we made. You know, you get that. Once you get that
they
far into it,
it
you got to fix it. Or
the best thing they could do is just leave and
let these
guys figure it out for themselves.
Most Iraqis just want our butts out of there. I mean, I agree that the Iraqi government wants the money that the United States government gives them, but most Iraqis would just like us to leave them the heck alone at this point.
I agree with you. I have a lot of friends who actually are over there right now and have returned from there, and they have mixed feelings about how they're received over there. So, but to get back to the draft thing, I think if they reinstate it, it'll cause a huge problem. I think it'll be worse than the 60s.
I think
there'll be protests and craziness everywhere.
I also agree with that. And what's not mentioned, or maybe it does a little later, is say what's the punishment for this if you don't go to this 2-year
thing?
Oh,
boy, that's a good question.
They're not going to trot that out.
Well,
yes.
Exactly.
Dan, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can better believe that there will be something that will be prescribed.
Exactly. And then like the last caller said, toting the things like reduced loans or college education are going to get people like, oh, I'll do this and just get this done with. But what's your real question to me is, what happens to the ones that don't?
Loan forgiveness is one thing, but they said that the age range on this is from, 17 to 42. I'm 40 years old. I don't have any college loans to pay off. I'm not interested. Even if I did, I'm not interested in giving up my life as it is in order to go, play army guy in the sand or whatever over in Iraq. I'm just not up for that. Thanks.
Tim is listening in Virginia to Mount Jackson's WSVG. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live, the Adam and Mark.
Yeah, hey, Adam, I just thought I'd let you know that in Greece, I was just reading a few blogs today, they've got that conscription stuff going on, and if you don't comply, they'll come and arrest your butt.
Yeah, I think it's in Israel, too.
It's in Israel, too, huh? Yeah, it's coming for us all, isn't it?
Well, conscription was pretty common at one point in the United States. I mean, most of the major wars, they had conscription.
Hell no.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, this is conscription for... truck drivers or anybody, anything. If you don't want to host your radio show next week, then I'll conscript somebody in for it and put them in jail if they don't go.
Well, they won't be conscripting people for private industry. They'll be conscripting them to fill government jobs. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you're a conscript, do they have to pay you? They probably pay
you, but
probably not as much as the average federal bureaucrat will make. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future Venture and call 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the site for free. We've got news updates. You get kept in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll get it via email or Twitter or Facebook. You pick whichever one is best for you, or pick more than one if you want, over at news.freetalklive.com. That's where you get signed up for free, news.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is one of the major sponsors of Free Talk Live, and they are a collections company. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They know that the way they treat your customers, it reflects upon you. Their staff is respectful. They never treat your their collections in any horrible fashion, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're talking about national slavery, or as they'll call it, national service, which is actually a return to the draft, but much larger. It's not just the military now. Now, if you don't want to be in the military, they're going to have another option for you. You can go and work for AmeriCorps, or the Peace Corps, or the Senior Corps, or the whatever corps they end up deciding to create. As you pointed out, Mark, Barack Obama said that he would like to create a civilian service corps that is as large as the military.
As large, as powerful, and as well-funded.
Yeah. So
as powerful. What does that mean?
Powerful would sound to me like they would use that for domestic policing.
Yeah, I mean, power comes from the barrel of a gun. Where else does it come from?
Sure, the next time Katrina catastrophe happens, that's the people that will be down there instead of guards.
Instead of the military, the National Guard or something like that, they'll have the Federal Civilian Service Corps, and maybe they'll even give you a gun, too.
Katrina happened, they had the National Guard tromping out, taking guns away from civilians.
They sure did.
Going house to house and taking people's weapons.
Exactly. So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to continue here with your phone calls. Curtis is listening to Tallahassee's WFLA-FM. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, man, this whole civilian court thing. Let me just paint you a vivid picture of what I have found as a history major. This is play-by-play Adolf Hitler's brown shirts in the works right here, right now in America. It's inherently un-American. And I've been raised right here in the good old U.S. of A., and they did too good of a job indoctrinating me to the red, white, and blue in order to just lay it down for some Nazi-esque civilian corps, which is just basically the backbone of their snitch society that they're trying to set up.
Yeah, you know, I remember driving to school with my mom in the 1971 Cutlass Supreme with a little rag top that she had, and she told me, I sort of, you know, that there were these bad Russians that they talk about on the radio, and, you know, what makes the Russians bad, Mom? Well, they have their children. They teach their children to snitch on their parents there, and neighbors snitch on other neighbors, and people, you know, brothers and sisters snitch on each other there. That's what my mother told me that the evil communists did, and that's what made them bad. And now what I find here in the United States is that the government really does want to build a snitch society.
Yeah, and indeed they do. Indeed they do, and they are right now. And they happen to know a thing or two about the way the human mind works. You give a man a uniform and a little bit of power, and he will gladly snitch anyone out for a bigger bone at the end of the day. And that's what's going on here, and we're in the middle of a silent coup, and they are transforming our proud republic into a communist dictatorship under the Führer Obama.
Well, now, I mean, just to be fair, the national service proposals were coming up during the Bush administration, and
Republicans
and Democrats, you know, across the board support this because it's a nationalist thing, and both Republicans and Democrats are very nationalist. They're very in favor of the nation, and of course, that's another word for the government, the U.S. federal government, and whatever it is that can benefit the government, they are in favor of. Now, again, to be fair, Rangel's proposal has gone down every year that it has been proposed. But nonetheless, there have been similar proposals made by people within the administration. And again, both Republicans and Democrats support the concept of national service. Maybe not all of them do, but a number of them do. Really, it seems like all they're really disagreeing over is the details, or as far as how many years one should be spending working for the government, or how many months, or, you know, what the age range should be. Really, that seems to be where if there's a controversy here between the Republicans and Democrats, that seems to be where the controversy stems from, is the details of the program, not the acceptance of the idea.
Exactly, which is ridiculous at best, that they're just fighting over the details and not fighting over the fact that it's inherently un-American to set up any kind of civilian police corps or whatever.
Well, how do you feel about the draft? How do you feel about the draft? Let's leave the civilian corps idea out of it. Would you also agree that it is wrong to have a draft?
Absolutely, it's wrong. I mean, you can't have a volunteer force if you conscript them against their will. You know, it's not no longer a volunteer thing. And to my understanding, volunteer means you offer your services. They're not required at any state.
So, yeah. Curtis, I agree that that clearly conscription is contrary to the ideas of freedom and liberty, and you know, the lip service that America pays is to concepts like freedom and liberty. But in fact, through, you know, a great deal of the nation's history, conscription has been the norm. You know, during the War of Northern Aggression, that was there was conscription there. World War I, conscription, and then they shot the troops that wanted their bonuses out there on the White House lawn, or excuse me, the mall. World War II, conscription, Vietnam, conscription. So I mean, conscription is the American way.
Well, sure, but go ahead, Curtis.
It might be what is going on, but by our constitutional rights, we have the right to refuse service, if you will, and, you know, just be family men or farmers or things like that. You know, I don't have a bloodthirst. I don't want to be in law enforcement. I don't want to put on combat boots and go to foreign lands and kill people, you know, and that's against everything that I hold to be dear, which is freedom, just raw, unadulterated freedom, you know. And I'm not a criminal. I'm a tax-paying American citizen. I get up and go to work every day. I make my house payments, my car payments. And now they want me to just abandon all of my goals so that I can pursue their goals. And it's just wrong. And it just makes me furious because this is contrary to everything I was raised to believe. And it's like a switch has gone off, and it's just like we are reversing all of our sovereignty and all of our huge
values, and we're just flushing it down the toilet on this new change idea. You know, there's nothing that needs to be changed with the Constitution.
Curtis, I want to thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thanks for the thoughts, because I'm definitely in agreement.
No, yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know about the whole Constitution thing right at the moment, but to me, that's just a failed experiment. But essentially, he hit on two points. I like to say, like, the freedom argument, a lot of us can get, and that's what we're talking about here, but even the economics behind this, I mean, taking somebody out of their home or their life for 2 years to do something that someone else has decided, you know, what the 2 years of the span will be, could harm them. I mean, some people work a job for a year and then
I don't want to go away from my work for a week.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. But some people want to bounce around and experience things. But here you're stuck, and so you eliminate that. Then also the chance for growth, the families. I mean, economically, do we want to give the government anything else to follow up? I mean, look at all the things they supposedly run that are in the red.
And let's not forget that when they talk about taking care of college loans and things like that, when it comes to VA benefits, I've had people in the military say that it was almost impossible for them to use those VA benefits that they got as far as college and stuff like that. I don't know. I've heard other people say that they made it work and it was fine. I don't, I can't speak to
it. It's a variety of experiences.
But I've heard plenty of veterans complain about the services they get from the VA hospitals too. They won't even go to the hospitals that they have. They'll pay to go someplace else. So
1-800-259-9231 is the number here tonight. Now, I'm surprised we actually haven't had somebody call in to support the idea of national service. Really, somebody who really is behind this concept of having every single American between some arbitrary set of ages go and work for the federal government. Is there anybody out there that supports this idea? 1-800-259-9231. If so, why? Well, how can you justify taking people away from their lives and forcing them to labor for the feds?
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at VeryBestBaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at Parenthood.com/YourFamilyToday.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provide are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, companies or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. Is the live Saturday edition, and joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Adam,
and Mark.
Adam joining us from LibertyOnTour.com. He and Pete Ayer getting ready to kick off the tour here as of Monday morning, heading down toward the New York City area for their first stop. Details available at LibertyOnTour.com. Want to talk more about that as we get into the show here tonight, and Pete's going to be joining us a little bit later on. But Mark, first.
So what's the name of your search engine? Try startpage.com instead. Your search engine collects your data, uses it to market to you. That's why they offer this valuable service for free. But startpage.com is different. You remain completely private. It's third-party certified. They do have some ads there that they target towards you, but they don't keep your information. It's their searches are aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Also, beneath each search result is a proxy link, so you can go to a website without having cookies put on your computer or being watched by whatever government program is watching these things. It's startpage.com. You can add it to your browser. They have all that little stuff right there at startpage.com.
All right, we're going to continue taking your phone calls. The National Service Program, a.k.a. National Slavery, is back. It's reared its ugly head again at the federal government level. The proposal coming to essentially enslave all Americans between age 18 and 42, men and women.
For 2 years.
For 2 years, working for the federal government, either in the military or in a heretofore to be named draft service system.
It beats regular, sort of chattel slavery as it was, designed.
Meaning you're not out in a field with somebody with a whip
right,
over
right.
you?
Right, right. I mean, you get paid as probably some pittance.
You might be able to work in air conditioning. It's a possibility.
Right. Yeah. So it's going to beat something like that. But
it's still slavery. It's still against your will. And I'm just wondering, is anybody out there that favors this? Let's go to the phones and the fun and talk to Charlie, listening in Tampa to WFLA.
I was Charlie the plumber.
Charlie.
I was Charlie the Marine. I'm still Charlie the Marine. I'll forever be a Marine. Hey, I was a volunteer. But let me tell you something, brother. Freedom is not for free. Are any of you gutless wonders, if we were attacked over here, you willing to pick up arms to defend our country against enemy foreigners and domestic? Are you? Are you willing to defend our country? You might not want to go overseas, but you do it in your backyard.
Are you actually asking a question, or are you just rambling?
Yeah, I'm doing a little bit of both, but freedom ain't for free. I never had a problem in a VA hospital. I make a co-payment. I was on active duty between 1978 and 1980 on active duty. And let me, you know what? Just like these immigrants, if they want to be an immigrant, let them.
All right, just slow down. Just slow down. You're covering way too many issues here. Adam, did you want to field his original question?
Well, do I want to pick up a gun and fight for this country? No.
Yeah. Tell me, will you? Do you?
I'm no, fine. Absolutely not. I don't. I feel
oh,
that
you're
the no Iraqi, no Afghanistan person has ever done anything to me. I have no reason to kick in that door.
Charlie, hang on a second. Hang on a second, dude. Hang on. Let me clarify here, because I don't think you understood his question, Adam. His question was if we were invaded, if the United States, this landmass, were invaded by some evil horde of people that were attacking, would you defend?
Oh, absolutely.
Like Muslims, and then, like Muslims are bombs.
Oh, now it's Muslims.
For example.
If people would threaten my life, liberty, or pursuit of that, and any of those of people that I care about, I would absolutely come to their aid.
So does that answer your question?
You know, somebody, your family, your house is being broken into. I mean, to me, that's a terrorist. Whether it's a Muslim terrorist with a bomb, whether it's somebody that just
now, Charlie,
to,
in your
just
mind,
out of curiosity, Charlie, if somebody says, "Give me some money, or I'm going to break into your house and take your stuff,"
that's a terrorist.
What if they work for the government?
They're terrorists, too.
Well, that's what they do every time they give you property taxes or income taxes. Are you calling the United States government a bunch of terrorists? Because
right.
I'll go ahead with you on that.
No, I'll go ahead with you on that, too. We can agree on that.
All right, we're in agreement. Well, that's great, Charlie. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
He does a pretty good Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he did sound like a wrestler. When he. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Is this Randy Savage?
All right, Hulk listens to WFLA.
He probably does. Let's continue. Bernard is listening to WFLA FM in Tallahassee. Bernard, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Adam, and Mark.
Hello, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Bernard? You're on the air.
Well, you said that you wanted to talk to somebody who kind of supported the National Service. I hope you don't cut me off. Lately.
No, of course not.
Okay.
Just don't say anything naughty. You'll be fine.
Well, I wouldn't.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So why do you support it?
Because I think that as we've talked about service to the country, and our servicemen, we've always talked about them as being heroes, and they're the people that
who's we? That's not what I say about them.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. Okay. The we is the people that talk about our national service guys, our military guys as being heroes. That's the we.
Okay, not me, but go ahead. You and someone else.
Well, I didn't say you, and
no,
I didn't
no,
say me.
You. No, not you. Okay, so if it's not me
okay,
and it's
wait,
not
wait,
you,
wait,
then it's
let
not
me,
we,
let me,
right?
Can you let me finish?
Of course I can, but I've got to correct you if you're wrong, and I'm not part of your we. I just wanted to make it clear.
So, in other words, you're not going to let me finish. Now, all the other callers, you let them finish.
No, we have a conversation going here, and when someone speaks
okay,
something
let
that's
me
inaccurate...
Finish. Just let me
we
finish.
Are having a conversation. I'm more than happy to let you
not,
finish. Go ahead. Just stop saying we.
It's an opinion. It's not an accurate. It's an opinion. Okay?
Go ahead.
All right. And you see, you said that you wanted somebody that had an opposing view.
Yep.
So
here you
let
are.
Me express. Okay.
We're waiting.
When we talk about the draft, I'm in favor of a draft. And the reason that I'm in favor of a draft is this. Every American is then liable to take part in the military service, not just the people that volunteer. You mentioned that you didn't want to go out and fight wars.
That's right.
Okay.
Bernard, could I address that?
I want to hear what the rest of you has to say. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask a question.
Let me finish.
All right.
Let me finish and then ask a question.
Filibuster away, buddy.
Oh, I'm not filibustering. I'm just making a statement. Okay. So... If everybody had to, as in Vietnam, because I was around during that time, I got drafted, okay? Now, I didn't necessarily want to serve. I didn't. But because I was drafted, and I didn't have to go because I had an educational exemption. But had I had to serve, I would have, because I would have done my patriotic duty.
You wouldn't have done it because you were scared?
What was that again?
Well, are you sure you would have done it because it was your so-called duty, or you did it because you were scared of what the consequences
That's
would be if you didn't do it?
I didn't
I'm asking you a question.
Okay, then no. Let me ask you.
Okay.
No. Okay. Well, if it was your patriotic duty,
I answered your question. The answer is no.
There's a new question.
If it was your patriotic...
Well, let me finish.
No. We're going to have a conversation now because we don't have another hour to let you finish on whatever it was you were going to say. Go ahead, Mark.
If it was about your patriotic duty, then why didn't you just go ahead and sign up? I mean, if you were going to say, I'm going to wait until I get drafted.
I just told you why I didn't. I had an educational exemption.
Then it's not about patriotism. It's about you getting your education. I think it's fine that you didn't go. I don't think you should have gone.
Wait a minute. You said you wouldn't go. Because you don't want to be in war. That now understand this. I didn't want to go either, because I don't want to shoot anybody that I don't know. That's not harming me.
So you didn't want to go, but you did because it was your patriotic duty.
I did want to go. No, I didn't.
You would have.
I didn't want to go at all. I said I would have, but I got an exemption. Wait. Let me finish.
But why did you get the exemption if it was your patriotic duty?
Let me finish the statement, please.
Boy, you are really repeating that one over and over again. Go ahead with your statement.
You know what?
We are trying to have a conversation. This isn't Free Statement Live. We have a conversation with people who call the show.
You keep interrupting me.
Goodbye. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I can't take it anymore. Let's continue with Steve, listening in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
No, that's good. One of you guys was saying that Charles Rangel had introduced a bill every year running for a number of years, and it had never passed.
Yeah, so I think it's every year, every other year, however often
this particular type of bill.
The thing about it is the nationalized health care had been tried for decades, and it never passed until Barack Obama got in there. You know, what I'm suggesting is that the level of insidiousness involved here is much deeper what anybody has been willing to say so far. This past week, I heard a couple of other talk show commentators making reference to Obama's book. I'm not clear about the title because I haven't read it. It's Dreams from My Father or Dreams of My Father.
Something like that.
I have no clue.
Oh, you haven't read it either. Okay.
I don't read politicians' books. I'll tell you what, I'm not sure what you're trying to get at, but we'll bring it back here in a moment in hour number two. 800-259-9231. It's a lot easier to actually have a conversation when someone isn't shouting at you to let them finish. More coming up here, Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.